Welcome to the Business of Beverages, drinks industry insights with makers, marketeers, and mischief.
Hello, and welcome to the BizBev Pod bi-weekly quiz, where myself and Will take each other on. Everybody probably knows how this works at this point, so I feel like I'm just wasting valuable airtime by describing how we do the quiz. But this is our first quiz of April, so Will, welcome to spring.
Did you fall for any April Fool's jokes?
I didn't. No, I found a lot of the April Fool's jokes quite cringy from a lot of companies this year. It's like there's a lot of try too hard, I think, going on.
Yeah, I think we've kind of reached peak brand gets in on April Fool's joke territory.
Yeah, there was quite a few that I saw that were quite obviously blatantly April Fool's, and I was wondering were previous ones too, like, not noticeable, that they were almost too clever for their own good, and they didn't really want to make their consumers feel bad about getting it wrong?
Yeah, the only one that I saw that I noticed that was in the drink space was Heineken 00 launched a protein supplement, you know, with protein spelt with 0.0. You know, I would love to say mildly amusing, but not really. I think Heineken 00 deserves so much credit that you don't need to be doing that kind of stuff, but who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe they got the clicks they wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, look, it's probably had its time. Like everything else, there's a trend, it's funny, and then it just everybody just tries too hard, it's no longer funny.
Well, speaking of fools, Foxy, how have you been?
I've been good. Not a huge amount of preparation for this quiz. Well, I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, will we get into it and see how we get on with the mediocre amount of effort that both of us put in this week?
Yes. So as always, Will, would you like to ask the questions first or would you like to answer the questions first?
I'll ask the questions first this time, and maybe I'll give you time to, you know, process some stuff in your head for your questions. Okay, so for 5 points, Foxy, the National History Museum in London credits the Irish botanist Hans Sloane with the invention of this drink.
Okay, sorry, Irish botanist Hans Sloane.
Yes, yeah, that well-known Irish sounding botanist Hans Sloane.
Right. I don't know, maybe he is initially Irish, or he may have been, I don't know, from German extraction. I think we've had this on the pod before, but I'm going to guess ginger ale.
So good guess. Was absolutely invented in Belfast by somebody whose name escapes me momentarily. But no, not ginger ale in this case, but good guess.
Okay.
Well, what might help you is to focus on the drink itself rather than the inventor. So for 4 points, the mix of ingredients in this drink is tricky and requires homogenization in commercial products, and often the use of thickeners such as carrageen.
Oh, that's interesting. So homogenization, you say?
I do.
Right. I have no idea when Hans Sloane existed. But did he possibly invent Yop?
Oh, Yop. You're not far away. So you're not too far away.
Okay. All right. Because that was a stab in the dark and a half.
No. Not too far away. So you're going in the right general direction. So Yop, that delicious yogurt drink of my childhood, it was... I don't know when it was invented, but no, Hans Sloane wasn't involved in that. I thought Yop was basically just runny yogurt, but
Yeah, that's what I thought it was as well. But it sounds like the kind of thing that would need homogenization.
Yeah. So you're in the right general direction.
Okay.
What I can tell you, though, is that in the late 19th century, for 3 points, Swiss entrepreneur Daniel Peter developed a solid dehydrated version so it could be easily transported, partitioned, and served.
A dehydrated version so you could transport it and serve it. So yeah. Obviously you would have to rehydrate it.
Yes.
In some form or other.
Yes.
This is quite tough. What do you rehydrate? We've done Kool-Aid, and I know that wasn't invented by an Irish person.
Yeah.
So it's something that needs rehydration.
This version of it requires rehydration, not all versions of it.
Okay, is it... Well, we've already had Barocca as well. So not Barocca, but is it like a Barocca-style thing? I'm struggling to think of another brand name.
I think go back to your go back to your previous, the previous clue about homogenization. So you were in the right sort of zone.
Okay. No, I'm not going to get it on that one.
Okay. What I can tell you for 2 points, New York City supplies 60 million fat-free versions of this drink to school children every year as part of their lunches.
Oh. Oh, it's like flavored milk.
Yes, chocolate milk, chocolate milk. Chocolate milk. Yeah, chocolate milk. And then for 1 point, it is my guilty pleasure with a carton of the Muju brand from Avonmore being a regular treat for me, too regular for my waistline, to be perfect.
Well, you do have 3 boys. That would like Muju is quite popular with young boys.
Yeah, yeah. They're not allowed to drink my Muju.
Well, there's a future tagline for the company.
Yeah, so well done. I have no idea about Hans Sloane other than what Wikipedia told me, which is that he was an Irish botanist in Jamaica and that he was credited with taking a local version, which was made with coca shavings, vanilla and water, and substituting milk for water.
Oh, well, fair enough. But once again, I've learned that Irish people have contributed far more to the beverage industry than I thought.
Yeah, that was a random one. So, yeah, even when you're trying to avoid Irish people, you have to come across them occasionally. Yeah. All right, so well done. Two points.
All right, we'll take it. So, Will, I decided to shake things up a little bit on the quiz this week for your questions.
Oh, shit.
So I thought I'd do something. So this one's not for points, so don't worry. Don't worry. This is just a little bit of fun. And I thought, how much attention did Will pay to beverage news over the last week? Because it was April Fool's.
Oh.
Now, don't worry, you've already answered the first question in our intro, that Heineken Zero with the protein powder. That was going to be one of the questions. But I just wanted to see how close you paid attention. So I just have a couple of quick questions. See, do you know the brand that this happened to, or put this out as a statement? So, Will, one of the April Fool's posts this year was around the launch of a cucumber milk that could be used on its own, or, you know, you could mix it with beverages. Which brand was behind this?
Okay, well, we have to go straight to Hendrick's Gin. I didn't read this, but I'm guessing Hendrick's Gin.
You would be correct. So Hendrick's Gin, April Fool's this year, was the invention of cucumber milk, a delicious milk flavored with cucumber that you could drink on your breakfast or, of course, just add to your delicious Hendrick's Gin.
Yeah, so our old friend Steve Grass from the episode that we had with Steve just before Christmas obviously created or was instrumental in the creation of Hendrick's Gin, and the marketing of same still continues to revolve around cucumbers. They had a cucumber blimp which made its way to the Super Bowl this year. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't, but actually a fun blimp fact. How many blimps do you think there are in the world?
It can't be that many. Surely we're talking, you know, 3,000-4,000.
Oh, it's even less than that.
Oh, I have no idea.
There are less than 50 blimps in the world.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
And in my head, they're all owned by either Budweiser or Goodyear.
Goodyear, surely. Goodyear. Okay, well, I feel silly for thinking thousands now, but anyway, fair play.
Well, here's your fun blimp fact. All right, so which northeast of the US beverage brand released new packaging so that you could drink this on a beach, on a golf course, and make it look like you're drinking a world-renowned soda can?
Northeast United States.
Yes.
So if it's pretending it's a soda can, it must be an alcoholic product. If it's a Northeast United States alcoholic product that you're drinking on the golf course or on the beach, it's lower ABV. So I'm thinking it's a beer or an RTD or something like that. I'm going to go with Twisted Tea from the Boston Beer Company.
Oh, you're really close. It's Sam Adams from the Boston Beer Company.
I was going to go with one or the other.
It's the same parent company. I'll give you that one. Yeah, so basically they mocked up a can of Sam Adams in a red can with a white typography that is not a million miles away from the Coca-Cola typography. So you can drink your Sam Adams Boston Lager wherever you are and make it look like you're drinking Coca-Cola. A lot of the efforts have been quite poor for April Fool's.
Yeah. I will say one of the benefits of the craft beer revolution was the migration to cans, smaller format cans, colorful cans, so that if, for example, I had ever gone to a couple of matches with small craft beer cans in my bag and was asked to show my bag, they would look like soda cans. So that's definitely happened in the past, or not, as the case might be.
Although I imagine, Will, as craft beer became more popular, the chances of a steward recognizing what it was probably increased as well.
Yeah, to be fair. So, any other April Fools for me?
Yes, I've got one more. I've got one more April Fools, and I've got another that's not an April Fools.
Okay.
So I'll give you the April Fools one first. So, which Northern English company has announced that it has a range of three new beers coming? Scampi Fries Pale Ale, Dry Roasted Peanut Stout, and Pork Scratching's Best Bitter.
Okay, so I happen to know this one. I know this is Northern Monk.
Yes.
And the issue for me is that Northern Monk have done some really weird shit in the past that I don't think that this stuff is April Fool's. They made a Jam Roly Poly beer previously, I think.
They made it Aunt Bessie's Yorkshire pudding beer as well. So I think it is an April Fool's purely based on its the Photoshop work is not up to the usual Northern Monk standards, and that is what I'm going with.
Yeah, so we're not quite sure, but if people could feel free to tag us on Twitter to let us know whether it's true or not.
There is quite a bit of debate on their Instagram account whether it is true or not. And then finally, Will, this is not an April Fool's. But which major global world recognized beverage brand announced a new logo this week?
Oh, I thought, did I see something from Pepsi? I'm going to go Pepsi.
It is Pepsi.
I saw it and kind of went, it looks pretty much like not the current logo, but the previous logo. So it doesn't look like a million miles away.
No, not at all. And I'll be honest, if I'm just trying to find the account on Instagram, because there is an amazing story behind the logo that they're just moving from. And it is just, if you've got the time to go and read about it, the concept behind it is about creating a galaxy of Pepsi and how it pulls you in, it pushes you out, other things float in its orbit. It's wild. Like, I genuinely would have loved to have been a part of that meeting, because it is just insane how they came up with that logo, which, when you look at it, is not a million miles away from the previous logo, just a couple of more curves and twists on it. But explanation behind it is quite something.
We'll put a link into the show notes so people can go look it up and marvel at the bullshit that creative types peddle.
But I quite like what they've gone back to in the logo. It's kind of a little bit more 80s, early 90s.
Well, I think you should go and enjoy a Pepsi. I'm off to have a carton of Muju, and we will see you again shortly.
Thank you for listening to The Business of Beverages. It's been our pleasure to bring you this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and recommend us to one other friend or colleague. As ever, we are independently produced and self-funded, so we appreciate your support in listening, sharing, or reviewing this podcast. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter, where we go by @BizBevPod. If you'd like to support us further, you can find us on buymeacoffee.com/BizBevPod.
Good, like that.
Yeah, just something different.
Yeah.